Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our tech correspondent, for another edition of the Tech Takeover. What are we talking about, Jess?
We are talking about changes to the Google search, the humble Google search that you and I would do 1,000 times a day. Everybody knows the interface. They can either type into a URL bar or to google.com and they know what you'll get. So if you put in a question, you're going to get a load and load of URL links to take you on to other websites. That's now changing because Google has brought AI mode to Ireland. Now, it's starting to roll out as of last night, but over the coming day or 2 days, you'll see changes. So when you go to do a Google search now, you'll have the option to select AI mode. And the idea is that the basic Google page that we all know is going to become more like the ChatGPT interface. So you know, because I know you use these platforms quite a bit as well, it's more conversational. It's kind of like the old MSN interface back in the day. It's a longer page. You can put in a full sentence rather than, putting in hotels Kilkenny and getting URL results. You can put in, I'm at a friend's wedding in Kilkenny in November, looking for somewhere that's affordable, nice, at least 4 stars. 2 kids are staying with us, whatever it is. You can give all of the information to Google. And it will then take in the context. So you've got 2 kids with you, you're going for certain dates, you want it to have certain features, and then give you the results. And the idea is that it's going to make your life easier as the consumer because it's going to be less faffing around, clicking through websites and all the rest. But also, given the nature of this large language model style, you'll be able to ask follow-up questions if you so wish.
So for the last little while, when you do a Google search, you have the traditional search results, but above it sometimes there's a Google Gemini response.
Yes.
So is that just the same thing or bigger?
It's a bigger version of that. So the thing that you're describing there is the AI summary. So what the AI summary does is kind of scan and says, well, look, based on the 5 words that you've put in there, this is what I think you want to know. And this is what the average results are saying. The difference with the AI mode is you can put in, as I said, that longer sentence. You can also upload, you can talk into it. So you can tap the mic and have voice typed results. You can also upload images. So as a stylish man such as yourself, you're wearing a lovely, how would we describe the green shirt today?
What shade? You describe it as perfectly matching my shoes, which is what somebody just told me down at the coffee dock.
Style icon.
Whoa!
Kieran Cuddihy.
Drop the mic. Swear to God. I like how your shoes match your shirt.
Well, that is adorable and well done.
Thank you very much.
So
accidental.
Tomorrow, if you want to make it intentional, what you could do is upload a picture of all of your shirts and all of your shoesies, and you can ask Google AI mode, what's the best outfit I could wear today based on these items, because I'm a hashtag style icon and I want to continue that trend. And it'll look at the information. It'll then analyze the database that it's been trained upon. What do stylists say? How do we ensure that they're not clashing, that they're complimenting, that you look cool and all the rest? And there you go. So that is something that is beneficial in terms of day-to-day applications.
Yeah, but you can do all that already with, say, ChatGPT.
Yes.
So what's... And some people, they like the search results the way they work at the moment. Can they not stick with that?
They can.
So okay.
So this is an option that you have, kind of like when you're doing a Google search at the moment, and you can either do like a Google search or a Google image search. You know, this is separate tabs.
There'll be another tab.
This will be like where the little magnifying glass is to hit search now. There'll be a search button to say AI mode. So if you're allergic to it at the moment, you'll have that option. But the reason they're doing this, because as you correctly say, there's already Gemini, there's ChatGPT, there's Microsoft's Copilot, there's a whole host of other platforms. This is all business, baby. Every single one of these companies wants to be seen to be involved and leading the way here. So that's the main reason for it.
Am I a style icon?
Well, Kieran, you've definitely got a style all your own. I mean, anyone who juggles radio and TV gigs, plans engaging interviews, and sprinkles in quizzes for the kids has got their own brand of flair. So,
thank you.
I hate technology.
Thank you. Thank you, ChatGPT. I hope Google is equally kind when it gets going.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so that's coming when? It's already starting to roll out. You might notice it.
Over the next 24 to 48 hours, you'll see it in your feed. So if you want your own personal fan club like Kieran has there, good news for you, I guess.
What's your tech tip this week?
Well, I was kind of baffled the other day when I saw Angarda Síochána on their Instagram account posting a warning telling people not to take part in the AI homeless trend.
Sorry, I saw this, or someone mentioned it in passing, and I didn't know what it was in reference to. What
this
is this?
Dreadful. This is, and some very high profile people in this country have done it, but people have been going on to some of these AI platforms that we're talking about, taking a photograph of their living room and saying, create an image of a homeless person sitting on the couch or lying on the floor. And then they're sending that image to their parents, then calling them going, listen, Dad, there's a homeless man. He came in for a bottle of water and now he's refusing to leave. What do I do? And the Gardaí have said that they've had a number of calls from concerned parents or concerned citizens on the back of these prank phone calls and prank images. And it's wasting police time. But also,
it's cruel.
It's cruel. So cruel.
But why not just do it with like a dog or a cat or a bird? You know what I mean? You can do it with things that
aren't human beings.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't have feelings. But you know, the dog crowd will be out after me then.
Well, there you go. No, but it's one of those things that I don't get the point of it. I don't get these pranks. I also think some of the people I've seen doing it should know better because they have very vast platforms and they're also doing, you know, charity work on the side and talking about the importance of humanity and then taking the mick out of a cohort of people just because it's going viral online. So my tech tip this week is don't be one of those people. Do not engage. It's just not cool. And it's also wasting police time.
It is. What's your tech rec this week?
My tech rec, I actually have one of these on my desk for you. Remind me when we, after the end of the
for
show.
Me.
For you. Because you're a style icon.
I am a style icon.
There's an Irish company called foundit.ie. They reached out to me last week and it was established by someone who worked in the school system for over 20 years and they noticed a big problem with the lost and found. You have kids. You probably know. The tracksuit top has not come home.
They are just useless. And then you say, where did you leave it? No idea. Now, okay, I guess if they knew where they left it, it wouldn't be lost. But they don't even have a vague idea.
Well,
it could be anywhere on planet Earth.
Well, foundit.ie is the solution, right? So this, the man who created it, his name is Alan. The idea is that you get, it's €10 to buy a packet of these QR codes. They're personal QR codes that you, when you get them, you scan the QR code and you put your email address alongside it, right?
Yes.
Then you put it on your kids' jumpers, you put it on their helmets, you put it on their hurls, any devices, anything at all that they have that they often lose.
Yes.
Then if I find it, so say your kid leaves their jumper here, okay. I find it, I see the QR code. Every single phone that's sold now has a camera on it, so I can open my camera, scan the QR code, and then I message you via the platform saying, Kieran, I found it in Marconi House. Let me know if you need a back.
Yeah, that is clever, because some things are too small to write contact details on.
Yeah.
You're not going to write your name and address and your phone number on your kid's hurl.
No.
And even a jumper, you generally just write their first name.
Exactly.
So that in their classroom, they don't get mixed up.
Yeah.
That's a very clever idea.
It's very simple. I don't know if I said it to you or was it somebody else, but I lost my laptop a few weeks ago.
No way.
In a taxi. Very stressed.
Your own or the work one?
It was the work one.
Oh, the work one.
Shh.
Data protection. The data protection queen herself.
It was all encrypted.
How the mighty have fallen.
It was all encrypted.
Oh, people in glass houses.
I got it back because
insert metaphor here.
The soundest taxi driver in Ireland, Ali, got it back to me, right?
Mm.
But then these Foundit stickers landed on my desk last week. So I now have them plastered absolutely everywhere, including on my laptop. So if and when that happens again, it clearly says, Foundit, scan me. You scan it, I get a message. It's GDPR compliant because I can't see your details. You can't see mine. It's all sent within this. So an email lands to you saying, Jess Kelly found your jumper or whatever it is. Highly recommend a tenner. Irish company, foundit.ie.
Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, will be back for another edition of the Tech Takeover at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.